Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joakuel. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joakuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Appling reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Potter, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosenthal tags and scores. Radcliffe tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Newsom, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 3 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bill Nagel. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Chubby Dean. D. Miles pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Nels Potter. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Eric Tipton pinch runs for Joe Gantenbian. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.